Tonight you're going to play in a mirror tent in front of a seated audience. Can you still remember those loud and sweaty shows in basements you played with your former hardcore band?
Yeah, I still remember. It's a time in my life that this was, it was just that time. Now I prefer this, I think. It's just something, like this environment, it's so much more about precision and having everything perfect and the mood right and the sound has to be perfect and we have to play perfectly. Well, that was more like, it was all about, you know, just the fun and which was great, but now I'm more interested in this aspect of it.
Uh-huh. Are there any similarities between a classic and a hardcore audience, or are the both of them two totally different worlds?
I mean, obviously the hardcore audience is jumping around and doing stuff, while the classic audience is sitting down. But I think my music also just has very a big variety of people who come. And at my shows, I see a lot of people from metal or hardcore in my show. I think also because I did this intros and outros always for this German metal band, Heaven Shall Burn.
How did the collaboration with Heaven Shall Burn happen? Did they just write you, or did you write them, or what?
Happened through when I was playing in my hardcore band, and Heaven Shall Burn was playing in Iceland, and we were supporting them. And then I had just started this project. Actually, it was a bit different back then. But it was, you know, the beginnings of what I do now, and I gave the guitar player my demo, and like a month later they were doing their new album, and they emailed me to ask me if I could do some intro and outro, and that's actually, those intros and outros were kind of what shaped what I do today, like, and through that I also got my record deal and everything. So I wasn't even planning on making this kind of music, you know. It was just they kind of just made me do it. Like, we would, like, because there in the music I was doing there was piano and strings, and they were like, hey, we really want you to do something like that for us, and I was like trying it out. And then in the end someone asked me like, hey, do you want to try to make an album like this? I was like, I can try. So, and that was my first album.
So in the past you played in a loud band, and now you're making comparatively quiet music. Can you imagine to do something in between those two positions?
But I also do that. I'm still doing all these kinds of music because I do, you know, I don't want to do only this for the rest of my life. I need to, you know, sometimes it's like when you stay inside on your computer for too long, you also need to go outside and play football or something. So it's kind of like that. I spend so much time making this music that sometimes I feel like I have to do something else. So out from that, I started producing other bands. And actually recently I started writing all the music for this Icelandic pop star, which is like the biggest pop star in Iceland.
Yeah. And which one?
he's very local. He sings in Icelandic. And okay. It's called Fredrik Dór, like Frederick Dór. Uh-huh. And
Were you asked to do that, or...?
Yeah. Actually, well, first they asked me to arrange, because they had one really slow song, and they asked me like if I could arrange the strings for it and stuff. And then I told them, yeah, I can do that, but you should also know that I sometimes do pop myself. And then I showed it to them, and they were like, this is the direction we want to go. It's like, it's completely electronic pop, like maybe like Robin or, you know, more indie. He was doing more R&B before, and which is very much for young kids. Like, they were always saying, we want a more grown-up audience which lasts longer, and we started now writing this music together. We have one song on the radio now in Iceland, which is like in the top 10 for a month now. It's like, it's total pop, it's R&B, electro pop, you know.
You've got also this other project named Chiasmus with Jonas Rasmussen. Yeah. Can we expect something in the future?
Yeah, we're working on an album now, finally. I don't know when we can finish it, but maybe we can put it out before Christmas, hopefully. Okay. It's very German friendly, I think. Yeah. It's kind of like Berlin pop, you know. Berlin, yeah. It's very minimal, very melodic.
Okay.
There's also strings in it, but it's, most of it just kick, boop, boop,
cool.
Boop.
So you already mentioned it. You're doing quite a few shows. So besides mirror tents as today, or cinemas, for example, you're also touring European clubs. And the sound qualities of these venues, how well have they been suited to your setup?
Well, the clubs are always obviously a bit more difficult with the sound, but instead we get often something else that also maybe makes up for it, like the people in a club are much more relaxed than the people in a theater. So I think I'm often able to connect with the audience better, which sometimes makes actually the show just better, even though the sound isn't as good, or maybe we don't have a grand piano or something. So I think they're quite equal, both. It's just different.
Tonight you're playing in front of a seated audience, and classical concerts are mostly kind of serious and quiet. So they require a high degree of concentration for the performer, and so maybe your mute can easily be broken by uninvited noises. And how has this worked out for you in locations whose audiences have become accustomed to a high level of volume? Is it a problem for you, or what?
It can be difficult, yes. I think the hardest parts are festivals, where maybe there's 10,000 people and they just came for the National and the Kings of Leon or whatever. And then I come there, and I can name one example. I was once playing at the same time as Ice Cube playing in the next tent. So I just heard hip-hop and while I was trying to play this really slow piano music. It can be very difficult. And like when we played Haldern Pop, which is although actually one of the my favorite shows I've ever played. It was also my 100th show in Haldern Pop, so we were celebrating that as well. Then we were the last band on at 2 a.m., and before us had been National and I can't remember, Flaming Lips or something. And then people are getting quite drunk and having a party. So maybe for the first three songs, the tent was quite noisy, like people were talking and... Yeah. But I think I've gotten better and better at just getting the audience to start paying attention. And like at festivals where there's no seats, I just ask people to sit on the floor, and just that makes them talk less. As soon as everyone can see the stage, they're just comfortable, relaxed. So I have a few tricks that I use to make people stop talking. And I have... You know, a couple of times I have actually just told people, can you please shut up? You know, we're trying to play. It has happened, but not very often.
Tonight, Freiburg, tomorrow, I saw that you're going to play with Cat Power, who's a really, really talented musician, I think. What else are you looking forward to on the tour in the next few weeks?
Going home. We go home for a break after Paris. So I will go home and see my family and stuff for a little bit, which will be very exciting. And then I'm looking forward to doing a solo tour. Like the next leg of the tour will be only me with no strings, which is something I've never done before. And
so you only play piano, or do you play other instruments too?
I play piano and synthesizers and electronics. I will have a lot of loop stuff going on and a lot of effects on the piano.
Okay. Tonight as well?
I have some, but here it's more like a normal show. Okay. But I always have some electronics.
Like Owen Pallet.
Yeah, but not so much. But maybe the solo shows will be kind of like what he does. You know, just one guy with a violin, but he somehow still creates a symphony. You know.
Yeah.
So that'll be very exciting, although pretty difficult to, you know, not have the quartet for the first time in my life.
So.
I'm so used to having the strings on stage, and now I have to create an interesting show for an hour without any strings. It's difficult, but I'm working on it.